So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yes, it is Dom time. Zelensky should be appearing at the White House any moment. We have to get our signal, suit or no suit. Is he wearing the fatigues again, and does that set things off? I think he'll wear some kind of sport coat ensemble that they picked up at a Walmart on the way there. I think they did that the last time.
I can see him coming in like just a polo golf shirt or something. Picked up at like Bedminster along the way.
Let's play 18 holes. Yeah, that's a good way for these guys to get together. Scott Jennings says he doesn't think tomahawks. That would be the big thing from today. If that happens, that's big news. We'll be on it. All right, Jim Knapp is the Haverford Township GOP chairman. We happen to see Jim where I write in the Delaware Valley Journal, talking. They had a big piece about suddenly Havertown has these signs saying resist. And you just heard Henry saying the median value of homes there is in the 5 to 525 range. Wow. Who knew things were so tense in Havertown? Let's go to Jim and see if he can make some sense of it with the No King stop tomorrow over there. Hey, Jim, welcome in. What are you hearing about the No Kings stop tomorrow in Havertown?
Not a whole lot. I just heard you say, can I make sense of it? The answer is no.
Yeah.
But mostly just social media stuff, things on Facebook.
Okay.
About the publication, about promoting it. And they had one a few months back. So,
okay, what hasn't fired up, Jim? You made the point, and Del Val made the point, about not just political signs, but resist, as if they're a guerrilla movement out there in the suburbs resisting this. They're underground or something. What is it? What's the issue that has this going on, particularly – Jim, I don't know your experience. My experience growing up, though, is Delaware Valley was Delco was always, other than the accent, solidly Republican. And now it's gone to progressivism, which we'll get to on the council. But what is egging this on to be virtue signaling about democracy?
Yeah, don't know. I mean, it's just the latest slogan that they seem to be using. I'm
right.
Sure this will fade out just like some of the other ones do. It started out in Haverford. Really, after President Trump was first elected in 2016, you had the hate has no home here.
Yes,
you had the love Trump's hate. And it's just misguided stuff. I mean, because you have differing of opinions, the difference of opinion is not rooted in hate. Not at all. And if anything, it masks their own hate. And, you know, to say that my point when you mentioned the Delaware Valley Journal article, resist, and that's the confusing thing, is resist what? You know, blind resistance is no different than blind following somebody.
That is a great point. You know, Jim, that is a great, you know, I'm going to use that. Thank you, Jim. That's exactly right. They say people blindly following Trump, and there are some people doing that. But blindly resisting whatever he says, even the Israeli thing this week, we like to say if he found a cure for cancer, people like this would say, no, I'm not, you know, he's still rotten. He's taken away democracy, et cetera.
Yeah.
Jim, Delaware County now, I haven't had somebody on a while. Get your sense of what has happened here, the evolution or devolution of a place that was as Republican as Philadelphia as Democrat. You had these progressives now that run Delaware County, 23% tax raise. Wally Nunn, writing abroad in Liberty, says they're hiding the ticking time bomb in this budget after the election. Probably another big tax raise. Where you are in the Haverford, it's over in that area. Do people not recognize that? Are they that affluent they don't care?
I don't think they're that affluent that they don't care at all. I don't think that's the case. I just don't think that they're aware of it. And I think that where the opposition has been very successful is focusing on individuals. And, you know, focusing on individuals takes the focus off of what they're actually doing.
Right.
You know, in Delaware County and using Delaware County politics, which I'm not as, you know, I'm focusing more on what's going on in Haverford. But, you know, two things that really stand out. The creation of the health department, which, you know, the Democrats and the opposition have been crying about for decades. And when the Republican administrations in Delaware County and looked into creating of a health department, they had John Hopkins do a study, and it just wasn't financially worth it. And you weren't going to get any benefit of it from a health perspective.
Right.
And I don't know enough to connect the dots here, but it can't be just coincidence that Delaware County creates a health department and four hospitals shut down in Delaware County. Great. We have a lot of residents getting free condoms, but they don't have hospitals to go to. They don't have emergency rooms to go to. And, you know, for the emergency rooms that are picking up the slack, like Riddle and Lankenhall and Fitz and Bryn Mawr, they're just overwhelmed. Anybody that's had to go into these ERs is finding that. And it's not just the ERs. It's the, you know, the tertiary care, the outside places that are affecting it, too.
And Jim, to that point, you know, I'm not there day to day. I'm in Philadelphia. But I see these are not just liberals. That'd be one thing, running the council here. These seem to be really progressive people. And your argument is that people in Delaware County are not paying attention to this day to day, I guess.
Absolutely. And, you know, Dom, I think it's also a point of, you know, looking at, and everybody has their ideas and their opinions of where it is, but a lot of the people in the leadership of the Democratic Party in Delaware County are not of Delaware County.
Okay.
And therefore, it's easy when you move into an area, when you don't know it, when you didn't go to school here and grow up with these people, to say these things are rooted in hate. And once you get it and get to know the people, they're not. But there is this absolute hatred, and you feel it at the polling locations. I mean, when I used to work at the polls, I would stand there with the Democratic committee man, and we would sit there and we'd talk baseball. We'd talk sports. Mm-hmm. We would talk local things. You know, if a voter came up and said, hi, would you like a Republican sample ballot? They say, no, I'm a Democrat. And I say, oh, he's got it over there. And vice versa. Or you'd say, hey, I'm going to take a break for a couple of minutes, you know, and you'd hand out the other person's materials. Now it's confrontational.
Is it based on Trump? Is it Trump the fuel of this?
You know, they use that as the excuse. I don't think it really matters sometimes. You know, he certainly can be a polarizing personality. I mean, he was before he got into politics.
Right.
But I think that, there's a part of me that says regardless of who it was. You know, you saw the vitriol toward John McCain. I mean, who could have been a more all-American person than John McCain? And you saw it back there with him. And, you know, you saw it with George W. Bush, and then all of a sudden George W. Bush becomes critical of President Trump, and he's a hero. And, you know, it's just hypocrisy.
Jim, what is it Republicans have to do? I ask this of a lot of people in your position here that call in, or if I have as a guest, to take back Delaware County Is it just that different, as you said, they didn't grow up there and it's going to be a slog? Is there an issue that you think resonates to take back Delaware County?
I think it's a couple of issues. I think taxes are going to be one of them. I mean, when people start to realize that, you know, the cause and effect, you know, you elect these people, they're running the budget. They're controlling your budgets. And, you know, if in Haverford we have to pay $20 to $30 million for a new library and we have to cut the budget of the police department as a result to make up for that, you know, people are going to react to it. You know, with Delaware County, if taxes are going up 20-some percent, 25% this year, 25% next year, and people start seeing their mortgage payments are now increasing by $200, $300 a month to pay for these things, they're going to have to recognize it and to realize, hey, exactly. Elections have outcomes.
Exactly. You know, Jim, thank you very much. Thanks for what you said to the Delaware Valley Journal. I hope to be over in Haverford tomorrow. I might be undercover so I can actually hear some of the sound of, you know, what they're resisting. It should be fun.
I hope so.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for coming on today.
My pleasure, Tom. Thank you.
I mean, could I wear the Charlie Kirk Freedom T-shirt that I had on the other day? That might be a giveaway. That might be too much. You can't be doing that, Tom. I am really tempted to cover the Chestnut Hill one. That's where the Krasner element of it. And I don't know what Frankie Scales is doing tomorrow. I don't think he would go there and try to get an interview with Krasner in the middle of...
Why not?
Yeah, why not? He's done other stuff. Okay, hit us on the side question. We're awaiting Zelensky at the White House. I think he's going to wear some kind of suit. I don't think he's getting the tomahawks. And I think Trump, though, is going to push back, is the sense we have, on Putin. I think that's all underway. Phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210, and we'll get to you. We have Dom's Money Melody. Don't forget, the winner today gets $50 gift card to Gallows. Coming up, a little bit more on this. Now I'm waiting for the first to bite. So the president now has announced, okay, the Ivy League school doesn't want to take advantage of this deal. You do the things the Trump administration wants to make college more what it should be. And maybe you have the inside track to get a lot of that research money that these universities want. It's now been opened up to the entire country, not just the Ivy League and the like. So who's going to bite first? I bet a lot of people will bite on this. I think you're going to see that. And I think that's where the money ought to go. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right. It is Dom time. Coming to the calls here. All-time showman is what we're looking for, or woman. First, RFK Jr. Got to say, this guy puts a pizzazz in the healthcare industry. RFK, yesterday, President Trump invited him up to the mic. I guess it was arranged, but all of a sudden, he was talking about sperm counts of young men. Who does that? Then he was on with Jesse Waters. Here's which one was this, Henry, with Waters?
Or this is just him speaking.
Yeah, so I think this is with Trump yesterday. His warning, cut six.
Vision, your commitment to our country. When my uncle was president, the fertility rate in this country was 3.5%. Today, it is 1.6%. The replacement rate, in other words, the amount of fertility that you need in order to keep your population even, is 2.1%. We are below replacement right now. That is a national security threat to our country. And we know why this is happening. And President Trump is addressing the root causes through his MAHA agenda of reducing endocrine disruptors, the exposure to chemicals that decrease fertility. Today, the average teenager in this country has 50% of the sperm count, 50% of the testosterone is a 65-year-old man. Our girls are hitting puberty 6 years earlier. And that's bad, but also our parents aren't having children. Parents who want to have children do not have access. I have seven children. I feel that God has blessed me with that. And I can't imagine how different my life would be if I did not have that blessing.
There's a lot there, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, he talked about sperm count, then he talked about testosterone. I'm not sure if he's saying both have been weeded out by what's in our foods, et cetera. But that is a shocking factoid to put out there. And is that really going to curb it, or is there something else wrong here?
Well, he went from replacement rates, you know, which is declining, right, straight into the sperm thing, like, you know, it's a foregone conclusion. Like, you know, causation, you know, is correlation. But, like, I just don't know if you make that jump.
No, it's also...
There's a lot of factors as why people aren't having a family. It's not just straight, you know, the guys don't have sperm and the girls are hitting puberty too early.
Yeah, that was a strange juxtaposition. I'm looking for noted science. Yes, cut 21. Kamala Harris, Henry, to your point, this is cut 21. She's making this like it's a legit thing. But it is something where people are saying, no, I'm not going to have kids. It's another factor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cut 21.
They're experiencing what they've coined climate anxiety, which is their fear that because of changing in extreme weather, that the future of their lives is very much at stake. My goddaughter, who's a junior in college right now, was crying to me just 2 days ago, worried about, what is the world going to be for me, Auntie, she said, when I want to have kids? Should I even be thinking about having children? That's on top of unaffordable, you know, not for her, but for so many in that generation. They don't aspire to own a home. They don't believe it's within their reach.
Who the heck is doing that? You and people like you. And who is putting this in there? How dare you?
I just hate the kid human shield.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh,
yeah.
My goddaughter this time.
Yeah,
my 2.5-year-old goddaughter was asking me,
Auntie,
I'm never getting married.
Auntie.
I'm never having kids because of the climate.
Does she not leave the auntie thing out? It doesn't sound so good. Maybe Josh Shapiro's son has an opinion on all this. You know, he has it on everything else that he rolls out. Yeah, so to your point, this is an example because of this overkill on this. There are some people saying, what the heck, why have kids? Or they can't get a house. You know, that's something.
I do know someone who's like, yeah, refusing to have kids over the impending climate crisis.
Yeah, so I don't think it's just we're blaming young males on the sperm count thing that we talked about yesterday. And RFK Jr., imagine Trump introducing, walks right up there, sperm count. Testosterone. We're taking it out.
Bringing it back.
We're bringing it back.
It's got a hat
sperm
made
count.
Up.
Well, I'm doing ads. Get that sperm count up. Yeah. Kid Rock will be in there. Hey, you guys. Yeah, come on. All right. 855-839-1210. Let's go to Susan in Winmore. All right, Susan, good afternoon.
Oh, hey, Dom. One quick thing. I was at Captain Chuckie's in Flowertown today with our friend, our buddy Sharon.
Yes.
And she's got a photo that she wants to show you that we took today.
Okay.
So when you go in to pick up your shrimp for Roe tomorrow, she'll show it to
you. Hey, watch it. Then that shrimp's too expensive. There's no shrimp. It's just a crab cake. Come on. Don't add to the list. She's listening.
I know she is. That's why I said that.
Yeah.
So my answer to the side question is Liberace.
Yeah, it's an all-timer. Thank you, Susan. Yeah, I'll be over there tomorrow with Sharon. And, Henry, there are people that actually want to know what I order, and they get the same order. That's happened several times.
Oh, I can see it.
I don't know why.
It's like, well, it's like Wawa getting like the Saquon order. It's like, I want to get what Saquon eats. I want to be Saquon. People want to be Dom Giordano.
And by the way, real quick, all the calls have been coming in. They've been saying Liberace.
Okay, yeah, Liberace. A little bit dated, but Liberace is an all-time show.
It's always a popular answer when we do something like this.
It is. So
the candelabra.
Yeah, the premise is Evel Knievel's birthday today, the great Eminem, particularly Evel Knievel. When I had him on, I did call him Mr. Knievel. He was great. I mean, he was explaining, you know, why he would do this and why he'd get up there again. He was talking about his latest fracture. Could he really have had that many broken bones? The guy was incredible. The worst, I think, is when he crashed in Vegas. He crashed into the fountains or something.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
Yuck.
But going over the Snake River, that was nuts. Like riding a missile.
Yeah. Gee.
All right. Joe in Columbus, Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Dom. I kind of been in and out, but did I hear you say that a 12-year-old girl was concerned about childbirth? Was she 12?
That's what Kamala Harris said. She said, Auntie, should I have kids? You're not president. Well, if you were president, I'd have kids. Yeah.
Well, somebody in Auntie Kamala's family is a
Yeah, of course. Well, Auntie, too, is the wrong. I mean, there are these kids, Joe, and you're indoctrinated like that. Greta Thunberg. Why then live? Because you're going to die anyhow at an early age. Why have kids?
Tom, I grew up in a bona fide neighborhood. I know of no 12-year-old girl that thought about childbirth back in my day.
There's
something going on with that. Whether she's using that fictitious 12-year-old girl as a pawn or she actually exists, that's the wrong path to go down.
Yep.
My side answer, and I might have this over you, being a the Philadelphia celebrity that you are. I'm wondering if this guy ever talked to you through his veneer, because he did to me. We were playing in a baseball tournament down in South Jersey after my years, and we were playing against Al Holland, who was pitching against us, who was in between jobs in Major League Baseball.
Right,
and there's a little nervousness going on the field, and our catcher, who was a real card, he caught for University of Westchester, and we were all rivals. I played at Temple, St. John's, Seton Hall. We all had our rivalries, and Delaware, and he sensed the uptightness. So when this guy came on the field in his ATV and jumped off his ATV and started playing his routine with us, our catcher jumped on his ATV and stole it. Right, going down the left field line. And this guy, back in the day, I think he was still Tubby Raymond's son, ran by me in his get-up, in his full attire, and said, I need this blank, right? And I was like, oh, my God, he talked to me. He actually talked. And he was so versatile and so loving. And that guy is the Philadelphia Fanatic.
That is a great story. Yeah, the Fanatic has been in several times, and I've done other events with him, and it gets to be a bit much after a while, Henry, I got to say. You know, the first 10 seconds are good, but
he doesn't
then,
talk.
I know. After that, it's like, yeah, what are you going to do? Yeah, it's a hard interview. Okay.
Hate to see you with Gritty then afterwards.
Here's cut 9 I want to play. Last night, Colbert, and this on the eve of the No Kings nonsense, right? Listen to this about Mike Johnson and this Hitler stuff. And that Johnson, you know the story, if you can go back, would you take Hitler out when he was a baby if you knew what we knew and all that stuff? I think there have been films made on it. The fixation on Hitler, listen to Colbert talk about Mike Johnson.
GOP is still in frantic damage control after a leak of thousands of deeply disturbing texts from a young Republican group known as Young Republicans. That included things like young Republican leader Peter Junta telling his colleagues, "I love Hitler." If you think that's bad, you should see his Valentine's cards he sent out last year. "Roses are red, violets are blue. I wish we had lost World War II. Of course, this was just a tiny sample of 28,000 text messages. It's not like American flags with swastikas were being found in Republican congressmen's offices until yesterday when an American flag with a swastika was found in a Republican congressman's office. Yeah, I'm afraid so. Looks like we got to reset the sign. Days since last Republican Nazi thing, zero. It's good for safety. It's important for safety. Let's take a look at this thing. Okay, there it is, right over his shoulder. That's definitely a swastika, possibly Kanye's next album cover. That image was screenshotted during a virtual meeting with an Ohio congressman staffer. There's no better time than right now to remind everybody, go to your Zoom settings and select Blur My True Feelings About Nazis.
All right. So, Evan Baquetto we had on, Young Republicans, we talked about calling these guys out. It's ridiculous. They're out of the family business. But this just unending Trump is a Nazi, fascist, Republicans, et cetera. And that's all that you're going to hear tomorrow. That gets them going. That's the applause line. That's where they're coming to this No Kings rally, particularly with Larry Krasner. Now, one note on Larry Krasner. We've been in touch with Judge Dugan, but this guy who's alleged to have, and you know, it kills me with the media. Rightfully, it's a missing person, beautiful young woman, allegedly taken by this guy, kidnapped, and maybe the worst happened allegedly. Go back to what happened here. Look at the track record of the guy who may have committed this horrific crime. Endless, the number of arrests, reckless driving, speeding with the police. They had a case where they had video of him attacking a former girlfriend, trying to strangle her. And they dropped the case. And what they're trying to say now, a mistake was made, Henry, and your point, you've been in conversation, is they're trying to say these dopes, these young people, younger lawyers dropped this. Why did they do it? It's the vibe from your office. That's mm-hmm. what you do. So could they have continued the case when you have perfectly fine video evidence in this guy's track record? Of course, if you were actually there to go all out to protect people in Philadelphia by prosecuting career criminals. But if the vibe is you're always looking to minimize, to knock things down, you're always looking to do that, then you know what you're going to do. You are not going to try this guy. He's going to get on the streets again, and he may have done the worst. And my track record, when I was at WWDB, Henry, I wish you were producing, Judge Lisa Richette, notorious. Let him go, Lisa, was her name, right?
It's a good one.
The mom of a defendant there committed an horrific rape and murder. She comes down from the bench and hugs the mom of the defendant who did it versus the family that's there. So I get her in studio. She couldn't take it anymore. First of all, the makeup, the perfume warfare of it. She was that type. And she said, "I believe you cost me 10,000 votes in the last election." And my line was, "Judge, I think it was at least 12,000. And we were off to the races. It was ferocious. Well, she was, you know, a nice, you know, it's not a insufferable rat like Larry Krasner, but her ideology was
all the same.
It just ridiculous. But Krasner has gotten the people in play that he wants. What's the excuse this time for letting this guy go? But here's the bottom line.
You want to hear the excuse?
Yeah, what's the excuse?
He didn't show up to his court date, so they just dropped it.
Well, yeah, no, the woman didn't, right.
No, the guy.
Oh, I thought it was the woman.
No, the guy, he was charged with kidnapping, whatever, back in January. Didn't show up for that arraignment, so they're just like, all right, whatever.
No, I don't think that's quite right. You have to check, Henry. It's the reason given by the Krasner people. I want to be accurate.
Okay.
Was that we didn't have the witness. The woman wouldn't testify.
Right,
I don't know if he did, but she would testify.
Yeah.
Okay, that's hard, except they have the video. That's the point. Mm-hmm. They really don't want to do it. And the people that support him, they know all this stuff. So why are they supporting him? Well, he just gave out close to $1 million more of grants to the black ministers groups and people like that. The others, they have people in jail and they want to say they didn't do it. Nobody did anything. And Krasner brings him home. Michael Nutter called him the great white hope or dope or both. They're doing it, people in Chestnut Hill, because they're excited. He's upending the system. They don't have to live under this. This guy, and we're making a big deal out of this case, it's very sad. She's still missing. Who knows what happened? Should have never been out there. And they're blaming, to Henry's point, and I know you're talking to the judge, they're blaming the lawyers on it, saying they made a big mistake. They didn't make any mistake. They did what Larry Krasner is all about. He didn't have to order them. They had their marching orders in their head. Oh, well, she doesn't want to testify, so we can't go forward. Yeah, but you have the video, right? What would you do in that? Wouldn't you move heaven and earth to put this clown behind bars forever? Of course you would. You'd be fighting for continuances. You'd be pleading with the woman. You would say, I'm going to show the video. Can you just come in after? You would do anything. They did not. And somebody may be dead as a result of it. And worse than Krasner, because he is an insufferable, arrogant ideologue beyond anything we've seen. I've never seen anything worse than this in Philadelphia. Are the people who don't care. They're the very same people who don't care about this clown that's the attorney general candidate in Virginia. They don't care. He's a progressive. They're going to vote for that. That's what it is. And they might be in Chestnut Hill. They might be in Rittenhouse Square. They might be in the suburbs. They don't care that Krasner does this until, heaven forbid, it comes home to them. Then they get what we're saying. They don't care. And the media doesn't care to publicize it enough and connect the dots as this station does. And all it takes is a 21-year-old kid, Frankie Scales, to expose the... Oh, this guy doesn't have no clothes. The clothes are even worse, though. He has a dorky bicycle helmet, the Emperor. And if things don't change quickly here, he's going to win again. Northeast Philadelphia, you're on call. What does it take to realize the pain that this guy's caused? The people you're going to see at No Kings tomorrow, man, they don't care. They're drunk on an ideology, and that's it. And this is one that gets people killed. Shame on those. I don't know if I can blame these younger lawyers doing it because they read the room. They know what Krasner's about. He doesn't want to prosecute. He's a defense attorney. Society's wrong. It was poverty. How do you know, Don, what this guy's all about? I don't care what he's all about. I care about his actions. He's a menace. To you, me, my kids, and everybody else. And I want him away or dead if he commits the ultimate crime. Everybody should want that. Not Larry Krasner. He's got around-the-clock police protection up the wazoo. So tomorrow we'll hear him call out more Nazis and Trump. Trump's not getting people killed, Larry. You are. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Well, you've seen it happen. Homes sitting on the market for months and months. The photographs look fine. The location's great. But still no offers. We're going to remedy that tomorrow. You have a chance to do that. Diane Cardano-Casaccio has sold thousands of homes. She knows when your home sits for too long, buyers start asking that one question, what's wrong with this house? And that's when the price and your hard-earned equity start dropping fast. Diane is hosting a free home seller breakfast seminar this Saturday morning, 9 a.m. in Fort Washington. I'll be there too. It's a great breakfast. Diane will show you exactly how to sell fast without discounting your price, including how to position your home to attract strong buyers fast in just days. Every attendee gets a free copy of her best-selling book, Model Home Mindset, and her brand new book, Transactional Turbulence. Both great books. You'll want to come just for that, if nothing else. So don't let your home become yesterday's news. Join Diane and me tomorrow, this Saturday. Seats are limited. It's all free. All you have to do is call, though. Get your name on the list, 215-576-8666 or 215-576-8666.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in a couple of moments on John Bolton, then I'll come to some more calls. You know, John Bolton in this situation, even people like Trey Gowdy are talking about the difference of what Bolton allegedly did here. We need more evidence, of course, to see that fully, how it might differ from Trump disseminating this information. It was highly classified. And you got to realize at one point in time, John Bolton was one of the most prolific. He was on all the time in talk radio. And he was somebody whose war was his middle name, more than the Cheneys, more than anything else. I can remember even at one CPAC, like two or three stations lined up there that we had him next. and pushing and shoving. He's coming over this way and all that. Grabbing Bolton to get to the next radio interview there. Of course, that's prior to what President Trump has wrought. The biggest change, I would say, is Trump and the notion of unending wars. We're not going to be involved in that. We're not just going to intervene in that manner. So we have President Trump with Zelensky at the White House today taking questions from reporters. We'll let you know if there's anything that pops up. The question is, and it seems to be relatively doubtful. We had Scott Jennings on. From what he's hearing, President Trump not going to offer tomahawks to him, but those would reach into Russia, deeper into Russia. If the Putin summit doesn't go too well, the summit coming up in Budapest, then I think you're going to see that happen. And if that does, that may be the pressure to get to some kind of difference. Henry, it looks like Zelensky's got a black suit jacket on and some kind of black shirt.
Yeah. That's what it's looking like. He looks like he's playing like poker as like a Bond villain or something.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's
he's trying to be the best dressed at a funeral.
That's what it is. That's what's going on here. I don't think that's a tie.
It's like a navy pea coat.
It is like the guy's a funeral director here, you know, and he's handing stuff out. But, and it looks like a Walmart suit to me. But that's okay. It's better than what happened the previous time. So they're not in the Oval Office this time. It's more formal. It's in where the cabinet meets, and it looks like they're going to be served food in front of it too.
Weird. He's got a plate.
With the President of the United States on it and all that. So I think this will be non-eventful now that Trump is going to meet with Putin, but
He could get hangry and
exactly
go off on him.
There could be anything, but they're more removed this time. And Vance is the guy the last time that provoked it with them, the two of them getting into it, then Trump. Okay, let's go to Gary in Newtown. And Gary, you're next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Tom. Way too much going on today. I'm just going to get to my side answer.
Sure.
If you like James Brown, then you got to go with Tina Turner. She was amazing to watch on stage, and I really loved her in Beyond Thunderdome. She was fantastic.
Yeah, I would agree. And all-timer, the first of the Feed the World, We Are the World, at Municipal Stadium, now deceased, you know, stadium knocked down, Mick Jagger dancing with Tina Turner. I mean, that is just electric, to put it mildly.
Absolutely. She was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful on stage. Absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, that's a great one. Now that, and showmanship too, large part of it. We don't do anything nice and easy. Yeah. Signature here. So we'll see. The meeting with Putin, not this coming week. It's probably going to be the next week, I think, in Budapest. Trump is, I believe, pushing back more. At least Bill O'Reilly says that in his own mind, that Putin is as most rational people see him. And the only thing that's going to work with him is some degree of leverage, various things that might be ratcheting up the sanctions and or the tomahawks is the ultimate threat there to stop this. Otherwise, he's slow walking it. By the way, mentioning that, the slow walking, running out the clock, I didn't get to it yesterday. We were so busy. But Doc Rivers, one of the worst coaches, how this guy's won over 1,000 games in the NBA is just longevity.
A championship.
Right. Well, he had three tremendous players.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, who finally wanted a ring. They came together. That's a lot. Even Doc Rivers can coach that to a championship. I mean, he's out of his lane. He is saying, what the hell happened to this country? Doc Rivers with the troops in Chicago. How could we be doing that? What are they doing here? Things of this nature. His anti-Trumpism, he's just awakened from his stupor, just commenting the other day. Again, tomorrow, all this comes together. And then after that, I think we start to hear there's a breakthrough with the shutdown, and we move towards some kind of solution. So, Henry, do we need a break here now and then a break at the end? We do. I wasn't sure if I...
Yeah, it went a little long in that last segment.
Yeah, had bloviated past one of them. Coming up, though, I want to tell you the story of Leah Thomas back in the news and your L.A. Dodgers aiding and abetting Leah Thomas. Remember Leah Thomas, right? We'll have Dom's Money Melody, and we have the big winner today, Gallo's $50 gift card. We're looking for an all-time showman, Evel Knievel, born on this day, or woman. Hit us with either one, 855-839-1210. All right, good Friday, everyone. Dom Giordano Show. I'll get to Leah Thomas coming up, but I just saw this new poll out. I'm not sure it took into account last night's debate, but Cuomo didn't do anything in last night's debate. He may have come out even worse. Mondami, 21-point lead. Now, you know, the polling, who knows, but I do think he has a substantial lead. I think Mondami is going to be the next mayor of New York, and I think he's going to go wild, and we're going to see this bleed right into the midterms. On the Cetarelli front, what you're going to see in these last 2 weeks is a concerted attempt to use the best poll for Mikey Sherrill, which still has her at this point 6 points ahead. You know, at this point, 4 years ago, we were hearing Jack Cetarelli was like 12, 13, 15 points behind. And at one point there, until Essex County and those places came in, it looked like Cetarelli was going to win. So I'm still saying I would bet Cetarelli on this. And the metric I would use, Van Drew on this week, Jeff Van Drew made the point, some of these state senators and mayors in Essex and Hudson County, the real home of the Democrat Party, you know, progressives, et cetera, in Jersey, they have come out and endorsed Cetarelli, any number of them. He's got almost double figures. And I think they're a better metric even than the polling, which has been all over the place. The one poll, though, that indicates enthusiasm factor, I think is valid. I don't see Mikey Sherrill drawing crowds at all. Cetarelli is. You can never fully tell by crowds, but the rally that we saw, younger people, what's going on here? So if people turn out, I think he's going to be governor. And if they still have in their head either Trump isn't on the ballot or we can't win or it's against us or that's just Jersey, oh, well. I mean, Scott Presler will be on again on Monday, and he talks each time about Jersey. What is it, October 25th, where the early voting starts? That you have that option and or the mail-in ballot to be there so that we're not down that much heading into Election Day. But this could come down to just a massive this could be really, really close in Jersey. I don't think Jack Cetarelli is going to win by 10 points. I don't think she's going to win. I don't know that anybody's going to win a point and a half or so one way or the other, maybe even a point. And what will President Trump do? Will he come to Jersey? Doesn't seem like it's happening. And I'm not sure the politics of it or not, but this is a big moment. And Scott Presler has him scared to death in Pennsylvania with the three-judge retention. They're throwing tens of millions in here. That's how afraid they are. The other big local races, Fred Herron, Jen Shoren, sanity in the suburbs. If they lose, which I don't think will happen, it's just another downside to what's going on in the suburbs. Okay, so we got Dom's Money Melody coming up. We're going to get a winner today for a $50 gift card on the side question. But Leah Thomas surfaces again, and the Los Angeles Dodgers are part of this, as a voice of inspiration to kids. Essentially, somebody who's a cheater beyond belief, in addition to everything else, is a source of information. Now, the Dodgers are the ones that had those Twisted Sister character. Remember that whole thing? Mocking the Catholic Church. They gave them a night. If this happened here in Philadelphia, I would hope there would be more outrage. But I'll give you the details on this, that Leah Thomas, and again, the other side doesn't get it. You are not going to win on this. Scott Jennings on today talking about how this may pull the Republican candidate to victory in Virginia. In what seemed to be a solid blue win. Now it's pretty close. But I was there at the rally. I saw the crowd. I saw the electricity. I've seen these influencers, the Scott Preslers, the others come into Jersey. And I'm convinced this is going to be close. So if you're not in Jersey, anybody that you know, tell them, hey, you're not going to win if you don't vote. And this is very doable. Yeah, Trump's not on the ballot. Okay. This is going to be the narrative for the midterms, leading into the midterms. It'll be how things are set in the minds of people. If we win at least New Jersey, that is going to be a bigger story than what happens in Virginia. Jersey is it. Virginia is slightly blue, but Jersey is blue. And is Phil Murphy back from his Italian villa yet? You know, I wonder if he's going to have to get Miss Kim to fly over there. All right, big 2 o'clock hour to round out the week. Be ready. Win a big prize either way. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.